From Tidbits on June 25th, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Text Expander 4.0. Smile has released Text Expander 4.0, a major update to its typing shortcut utility with several new features for automating longer texts, such as form letters. Aside from the new features, however, the new release is also notable for the fact that Smile won't be releasing this latest version of Text Expander via the Mac App Store due to Apple's sandboxing requirements, which in this case would prevent Text Expander from working inside other apps, which is its reason for existing. Text Expander 4.0 is available only from the Smile website for $34.95 new and $15 for an upgrade from a previous version, though you can get a free upgrade if you purchase Text Expander after January 15, 2012. Additionally, Text Expander 4.0 now requires macOS 10.7 Lion and later. Version 3.4.2 remains available in the Mac App Store for 10.6 Snow Leopard users. As for new features, the release adds new fill-in-the-blank snippet options that enable you to create a form letter template that can be personalized with names and dates, as well as custom links or HTML tags with variable attributes. It also offers fill-in capabilities for multi-line text fields, pop-up menus for multiple choices, and optional text blocks that can be triggered as needed. For those new to Text Expander, the app now includes a snippet creation assistant that provides step-by-step guidance on creating new snippets, and the interface has been tweaked to create fill-in snippets via a pop-up menu. Other enhancements include default values for text fields and pop-up menus, snippet expansion when filling out a text field, and the addition of French and German autocorrect snippet groups. Skype 5.8.0.865. Updating to version 5.8.0.865, Skype for Mac adds several user interface improvements, as well as support for the upcoming release of OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion. The update includes an improved context monitor, which can be more compactly resized when using other applications, automatic reorientation of mobile video calls when the mobile devices switch between landscape and mobile portrait views, the addition of a keyboard shortcut for controlling volume, and an SMS button in the conversation input field. Skype Premium subscribers also get improved screen sharing with the addition of simultaneous video call and screen sharing views. For a complete overview of the improvements, see the Skype Garage blog post for the release notes. Bento 4.1.1. FileMaker has released version 4.1.1 of its simplified Mac database software Bento, which offers no new features, save for the addition of a simplified Chinese localized version. Rather, the focus of this release is adding compatibility with its recently updated iPad app. The Bento 4 for iPad app adds several new ways of accessing your data, including a form view, a spreadsheet-like table view, a split view that combines the table and form views, and a full screen view with a library's sidebar. It also includes 40 new Retina display-ready themes and single-tap access to the Bento template exchange for access to a wealth of free, ready-to-use templates. Bento 4.1.1 for Mac is a free update for current owners, whether purchased from FileMaker or the Mac App Store, and has been discounted at $29.99 from $49.99 through July 31st for new users. Similarly, Bento 4 for iPad is available for a discounted $4.99 through July 31st. Regularly, it's $9.99. However, there is no free or discounted upgrade path or future updates for owners of the previous edition of Bento for iPad, version 1.1.5, even if you purchased the older iPad version just days ago. Megan Levy-Heaton at TUA has some suggestions on who to contact if you recently purchased the old version 1.15 and are looking for a refund. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.